This is When the Wind Blows by Crescendo.
Up for free download if anyone's interested.
I like the chords.
Digging this intro.
I like the chords are very, what's the word I'm looking for? They're aggressive, kind of, but happy at the same time.
Build up.
I like the space kind of thing he's got going. Got a nice vibe.
I'm definitely digging the drum pattern. It's like not your typical
yeah, it's different.
Kind of offbeat, good, but not offbeat, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a D&B mixed with R&B.
One thing I've noticed, man, these feature tracks this month or whatever really doing good, man. They've really impressed me.
Yeah, they are definitely up there with
this time around.
That iconic Crescendo sound.
Right.
I think this is a super song. It sounds really nice.
This is a super song?
Yeah. I feel like the kick could use side-chaining, though, a little bit.
Beat. Got some noise in there.
It sounds really, like, relaxing in a way.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like Cloud Nine.
Harmonies. I would love to hear some more of the background like notes and chords come out a bit more though.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I'm digging the hi-hat like slightly tilted to the left for some reason.
Yeah, I was just about to point that out. That is really nice.
It wasn't like that the whole song, it's just for this one part, I think.
I do kind of like the snare clap this combo too he's got going.
Press. This yours. It was under Detroit.
I think Chris is getting in trouble for something. I think he muted himself, right?
Good harmonies.
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, I get you.
Like the arc.
Nice.
Nice transition.
Nice use of low pass, high pass through the whole song.
Yeah, you know, he's got some decent automation going on with the filters.
Yeah.
The bass ain't bad in this part.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was just about to say.
Yeah,
I would prefer it if he had that the entire song, but it does make for a nice breakdown.
Maybe turn the high end, a little bit of high end off of the kick, though. No, good tip for anyone out there who wants to get rid of high end off the kick but don't want to remove actual high end, just put a little bit of high pass on it. Not much, just put like a... to 130.
Ooh. See, he's real changing it up, man, with the snares and the kicks.
With the panning of the drums. Nice pad.
I kind of like the picture for this track. It kind of looks like it's blowing the wind by us.
Mm-hmm.
There in the end,
what a little pause that I just had there.
Nice snares, really nice.
Man, I'm not like even.
That was pretty good.
I want to start this off just because I got to give credit where it's due, man. I really got to say Crescendo, I think out of all the feature tracks, had the best drum and drum variation.
Yeah.
He had a lot going on with those hi-hats and snares. Like, he kept... What I loved about it is that I didn't know where it was going to go. Like, there were certain parts I was like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you kind of can guess the pattern. You can kind of guess where it's going to go. But no, he kept you guessing the entire song. And it
was good. Kept you interested.
It wasn't a short song either. It was a lot of hard work was put into this, I can tell. Great job with the drums, man. Great job with the drum patterns, kicks and snares.
I know.
So what do you think it fit the title?
You know, with this one, definitely better than Lonely Forest. I don't know about exactly When the Wind Blows, but
I think closer a space than Lonely when Forest. I listen to it. I think a space when I listen to this, like,
yeah. Space, yeah. You know. I know what you mean.
It's kind of get that
pretty good.
I'm really glad I downloaded this track. I know Crescendo was good, but I don't think I heard this track yet. I'm just so busy.
And everyone should follow Crescendo. He's starting to really prove himself.
Definitely.
Is that his first featured track or his second featured track?
It's weird. It's just... Looking at the sound waves, I didn't think it was gonna have that much variation in the song. I thought it was gonna be a little bit repetitive for some reason. But no, man, he really killed it. He really brought his A game. He really changed things up, and it's not repetitive like at all. But at the same time, it's not all over the place. You know, that's a hard thing to do.
He definitely deserves the feature spot.
Great job, everyone on the feature tracks. You know what I mean? Everyone did great on the feature tracks. I know sometimes I'll be listening to the feature tracks and I'm like, yeah, I don't know. But definitely this our first three audio commentaries were a success. Some real great tracks, some real great thoughts. I'm sure you guys all had as much fun as I did listening to all of it.
This
is a really good one.
Alright.
Real quick before we head out, Bass Frog, Cracked Echo, Zephyr, and Tom Bellangeli. We're all on this. Forgot to mention this before we started talking. Yeah. I think by now, if they heard the first two commentaries, though, they probably recognize our voices by then. But just in case, you know what I mean? We should always mention it just in case it's the first one they ever listened to.
Yep. Yeah. All right.
See you guys.